You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
That time we started off with a little bit of music because we have been let down on the interview. And the first one, of course, was Kylie Minogue. Hello, David Oaten, if you're listening, with Two Hearts. We followed that up with Joe Cocker and You Are So Beautiful. And the person sitting me opposite, I don't think I'd be actually playing that for this this person, but...
I was going to send the compliment back to you.
Well, I've never heard you give me a compliment yet, Greg, so I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm not too sure about that. But anyway, Greg, the reason I called you in, seeing that we've been let down...
It's because I'm so beautiful.
Well... Yeah, well, if that's what you believe, let's stick with that, Greg. There is, we've been doing a CSA now since May, back in May, on the date of my birthday, May the 25th it started, and it's going through till August the 20th, so we've still got another, 11 days. And it's called the Expressions for Exhibition. It's all about a... Yarra Rangers Photographic Society display up at the Wharton Arts Centre. Now, I believe you might actually have some photos in there. First of all, is that true?
Yes, it is, and they're beautiful.
Well, first of all, I must make mention, too, that if you were watching the Channel 7 News one night last week, that Greg, when Jane Budden gets on there, they have different photos, and there was one from Mornington, and it was from Sir Greg Carrick. So, well, we call him Sir now since he got it on there.
I became famous.
That was terrific, Greg. So, do you remember what photos you've got in this?
Bad.
Greg.
I've got two beautiful photos.
Yeah, on
one. I can't remember.
I got to say, this interview is going to go really well, and I got let down by someone, and I bring you in to help fill in the air or whatever. Anyway, so you've obviously been up to see it.
Yeah, I was there at the opening, which was very nice. We've had, this is called Expressions 4. Now, this is our fourth exhibition up there as the Yarra Rangers Photographic Society.
Yeah.
And... all the members are able to put in up to two photos.
Yeah.
We've ended up with 41 photos from our members in the exhibition.
That's 20, over 20 people, isn't it?
Yeah. Because the people in the society, they're not all at the same level photographically or artistically or anything.
Yeah.
We're open to anyone who wants or is interested in taking photos.
So it's just
group.
An old box brownie sort of thing.
Yep.
You can be in it. As opposed to someone like yourself. I mean, let's be honest, you have been a professional photographer, haven't you?
Yeah. Now retired. But in the group, we've got people from all ranges of experience and inexperience. So we're open to all. And different ranges of equipment. You know, some people use their phone. Some people have real high-end cameras and everything in between. Some people like to still use film and others digital. So we're open to all of that.
Can I just ask you before you just go on, that just brings to a point, are the better photos coming out of better cameras or sometimes is a cheap camera just as good as an expensive camera?
Oh, look, cheap cameras can be just as good. Some people... are heavily into tech specs and, you know, ultimate sharpness here, there and everywhere.
Right.
And if that's their thing, that's great. That seems to be the way the industry is pushing equipment nowadays. But to me, a photograph, a good photograph is something that touches you, something you feel something from. So when I look at a photograph, I'm not interested in pixel peeping to see how sharp the corner is or anything like that. I want to know what this photo does to me, whether it speaks to me or not. Greg, so that can be taken with anything.
Greg, if you were a judge, and I know you have been a judge at times, that's the next point I was going to ask. If you personally were the judge, would you pick the one that was the starkest or the actual study of what it is itself?
Well, as a judge, we all have personal preferences, but we have to go by... what we're told to judge. For instance, if we're told to judge photos on, say, portraiture.
Yep.
Okay? Where that's what we hone in on. We only look at how is this portrait taken of this person.
Yep.
And so we don't judge on other things. But overall, we take in things like how does the photo overall look? How's the light? How's the colours? It could be black and white, so how are the tones of greys in there looking? Are there things that are sort of distracting the photo? Are there objects in the photo that sort of take your eye away from the main subject? So that would be something we'd look for, you know. Where is your eye drawn to?
All right. Greg, is it a growing trend or is it sort of stabilised? Like, do you get more members each year? Or because, I mean, years ago, and you touched on it yourself, you'd have to set off a home, you'd have to make a decision to get a camera out, make sure you had film in it and take it with you. But nowadays you can be driving along and see something really terrific, take a photo of it. So is it, from that point, is it a growing trend or is it stabilised or what?
It's funny, phones are ubiquitous and people can use their phones as cameras.
Yep.
And for the average person out there, that would be their camera on their phone.
Yep.
More people have used phones as cameras than actual built sole-purpose cameras.
Yep.
So there's more of those photos being taken out there by phone cameras than anything else. And that's fine. Lots of people now, everybody has a camera in their pocket, which is fantastic.
All right.
What we'd like to do is be able to train people, get them to learn how to take a really good photo on even something like their phone.
Because a photo isn't just pull up, snap and gone, is it?
Yeah, composition is something you think about. So it's best not to rush. If you see something really nice, say you're out driving, you see a nice scene, you can pull over, get out of your car, move around a bit. Even moving 10 metres can totally change the composition of what you're looking at. So it's best to think about what it is that will be captured.
And welcome back to Community Connections. I'm talking to Greg and we're talking about the Expressions Forwards exhibition that's up at the Warburton Arts Centre at the moment and on until August the 20th. And I'll tell you how to find out a bit more about it just before we go. But Greg, on the road, like last week, you know, I went down to Maffra for something, and on the road between Murrayallock and Pakenham, on the left-hand side, there's a big two-story house. Now, it's covered in graffiti now, and I think some windows are broken. But at some stage, it's been a really nice big home, and I'd love to know the story behind it. But it'd make a terrific photo. I'm not so sure with the graffiti on it. Would that be the sort of thing that would make a photo?
Yeah, because it has caught your eye on numerous occasions. You drive down that road and every time you look at it.
I do.
And you wonder. So there's something about it that grabs your attention.
Yep.
That makes you look away from the road to that house. Yep. That means it's worth photographing.
Does it?
Yeah, because there's something about it that, aside from everything else around you, that's what grabs your attention. So it could be the light on it or something, the way it sits on a hill. There's something about it that makes you look. So it's worth stopping, getting out of your car, even with your phone, taking the photo.
I'll do that. All right, so now we're talking about cameras on phones, and we all use them, and a lot of them use them for rubbish, to be very honest, but some of them are good. So because people are doing that, is that creating more of an interest in photography? Like, do you find that that's, or people are just snapping it and moving on?
Yeah. When you talk about photography, it depends who you're talking to as to what they think. You talk to someone like me, ex-professional or something, and I think of, clients and set up photos and everything, you know, arranged perfectly and then you take the photo. Whereas for most people, a photo is a record of something. And it could be something really, to other people, sort of boring or whatever, nothing all that special. But, yeah, and we would call them snapshots. And they are incredibly important. Snapshots of your life are more important than what we professionals do, because they're one-off things for clients and, you know, make the client happy, blah, blah, blah. But snapshots of your family and your life exist for generations and they need to be taken.
Oh, right. So you would encourage people to use their phone more often?
Absolutely, yeah. Whenever you're out and about, photograph those daily events in your life and in your family's life, because they are the memories that exist, not just for you, but for them as well.
And one of the things, I guess, and you can do it with a phone, and I don't know much about professional photography, but I'm suspecting, put your teeth in, that they're using a lot of digital. So, I mean, once upon a time, you'd have to line a photo up and get it pretty good because you didn't want to waste that bit of film. But now you can take 20 of them, and if you don't like 18 of them, you can just delete them, can't you?
Yeah. Yeah, the whole scene's changed. And in a way, it can be good in the sense that you're not restricted financially or physically with a 24 or 36 shot roll, and then having the paper developing, all that sort of thing. That can be expensive. Whereas digital, as you said, snap away to your heart's content. It's not going to cost you anything. I would add, though, that you take these snapshots and they're great memories. They will exist, but they'll exist longer if you print them.
Oh, yeah.
So many photos are on phones and hard disks and everything, and they think, oh, yeah, we got all that.
Yep.
But no, hard disks crash, you lose your phone, things like that. And go through all those digital files you've got, all those photos, pick out a selection of them. Maybe once every few months, go through, pick a handful of those photos, get them printed, and even a couple of copies to, you know, give out as well, because they're the things that will last. 50 years from now, someone will still have those photos in their hand, but your digital files will be gone.
Yeah, it's a good point, because last week I had to buy a new phone because I was having real trouble charging it, and one of the reasons it prompted me to get down there QuickSmart, because I said to my wife, if I don't get it, it could get to the stage where this phone doesn't recharge, and then hundreds of photos that I had of grandkids and all sorts of stuff, car shows, that would have been all gone.
Mm.
So you're right.
Yeah. Backup at the very minimum.
Yep.
Even to what they call the cloud.
I'm always worried about the cloud.
Or on your hard disk or something. Backup. Take those photos off your phone, because you can lose your phone tomorrow. And that's all your photos gone. So back up your photos, print the ones you want to keep, because when I say keep, I have thousands of photos on my hard disk at home.
Yep.
But those hard disks can crash. And I think, okay, I've got all them, but you don't. That's temporary. Make it permanent. Get some printed. Even you can even go the route of printing a photo book. It's easy to do online, arrange a group of photos into a book and have, say, 5 books printed, and then keep one for yourself, hand them out to the family. They've all got copies in of these photos in a nice book.
Welcome back to Community Connections. I'm talking to Greg, and we're talking about Expressions 4. That's the exhibition up at the Warburton Arts Centre. I'll tell you a little bit more about it after we've talked to Greg just a little bit more. Greg, in passing, you just mentioned the photo book. Now, is that an app you get, or how do you find that?
You can do those mainly online on your computer. You log into different sites, and I'm not going to say one's better than the other, but a couple come to mind straight away, Vistaprint and Blurb. Okay, you can...
Blurb?
Yeah, Blurb. Now, you can... And there's plenty of others out there. Get online and search, you know, how to make a photo book, put, you know, in Australia, because otherwise you'll get all this American stuff that you can't access. So the beauty of photo books, I'll just give an example. Yeah. A year ago, my father died, and at a funeral, you have those slideshows of, you know, people, those pictures of their life. What I did, apart from having them in the slideshow, I put them all into a book, and I printed off, I don't know, 8 or 10 or something, all photos of my father through his ages, you know, as he grew up and through his life.
In a boat, there was a story about that.
And then I gave a book to family members to take away. For me, it was pictures of my father. For my mother, it was pictures of her husband. For my uncles and aunties, they were pictures of their brother. So they went away with a permanent record of through pictures of his life, just because you're able to put these pictures online, make up a book, say, oh, yeah, I want 10 copies of that, and then they mail them to you.
Oh, so you don't print them off yourself?
No, you don't print them off yourself. They do everything. You load up the book, put the pictures in the order you want, and then it gets printed and mailed to you. Hmm.
Is it expensive, Greg? Do you remember?
No, like those companies I mentioned, they're probably the among the cheaper end, but they do a really good job.
Hmm. Oh, so are we talking $20, $30,
$40, $50,
$100?
In total, yeah. Maybe 10 books for $100.
Gee, that's not bad.
Which is, yeah, very good. And these days you can do that. I'm a printer by trade, and back when I was printing, you couldn't do that because presses were big things and took a lot of time and expense to set up, and you only got something printed if you did a huge amount of copies.
Yep.
Whereas nowadays, digital printing systems are totally different, and you can get 5 copies of a book, and it's so easy for them to set up that, run it, print them, bind them, all in one machine, in one run. It spits it out the other end, and there's your book.
Because they used to have to create plates and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, whereas there's none of that nowadays. They're all digital images. Yeah.
We've been talking about these expressions for the exhibition that's up in the Woolbutton Arts Centre. It's on now till August the 20th, so you've still got about another 11 days. If you want to know more, go to CultureTracks, that's one word, culturetracks.info, or you can call 1300-368-333. That's 1300-368-333. Now, Greg, we're starting to run out of time, so tell us a little bit about what the Yarra Rangers Photographic Society. Do you just go along the meeting and do you admire each other's photos?
Yeah, yeah, and we have secret handshakes and everything.
Ah, come on.
No, we're a group of people who are simply interested in photography. So
all
there's
amateurs?
All levels.
Yeah, but all amateurs?
A lot of them, yes, would be amateurs, right. In the sense that they don't make money from photography.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, because really, I'm now an amateur. I used to be a professional. I'm retired from that, so I'm no longer
That's true.
Making money from my photos. So now I'm back to being an amateur.
Yep.
And you have all levels of experience and even taste. Like, you know, some people are right into landscapes and others like to do macro shots and others like to do portraiture and
what's a macro shot?
Photographing very small things.
Oh, yeah.
Like any photos of jewellery is basically macro. Rings and diamonds and, you know, watches and that sort of thing, that's macro. Still life photography, we encourage anybody, all sorts of interests, all sorts of backgrounds, all sorts of levels of experience, because we can all learn, and that's one of the things we do. We meet twice a month. One of the meetings is training. It could be on any particular subject. Someone who's sort of an expert in their field comes along and will teach us about some genre or aspect of photography. And the other meeting in the month is evaluation nights, where we're given a topic, we put in photos on that topic, and then we get an outside photographer to come in, have a look at the photos, give us their evaluation of our images.
Yep. What are the quality of them or the content?
Well, both really, because we were talking about judging before. We have to judge on the particular topic. Could be landscapes, so we look at them as landscapes. We get this person's evaluation, their idea of what's good about a photo, what might be improved, things like that.
Oh, right. So, pardon me, is it costly to be involved?
No, it's very cheap. There's an annual membership fee.
And where do you meet, Greg?
At the moment, we're meeting at Coldstream Community Centre twice a month. Get onto our website, yrps.org.
So what was that?
yrps.org.
All right. So I'll just remind you that as you go to Culture Tracks, CULTURETRACKS, .info, or you can call 1300-368-333. Greg, thanks for coming in. I know it was a bit of short notice, but I guess photography is something that people take photos and all that sort of stuff, but at the end of the day, don't always put a lot of thought into it. Or as to it. Greg, as an industry, when you were working full-time, what would you say was the most pleasing photo you ever took?
Wow.
The one you enjoyed the most doing, like, put that way.
I was a photojournalist for many years, for local media, and I really enjoyed the feel-good side. I mean, I covered all sorts of things, including tragedies and deaths and stuff. But I remember once, it's not so much the photograph, but the experience. I was sent to take a photograph of a lady who was 100 years old.
Yep.
Okay, and they had the typical photo, her carers, the cake, you know, very set up. We walked in and the lady said, "Who's that?" And I said, "I'm the photographer. I've come to take a photo for your 100th. She said, "Pig's bum." And, yeah, it's experiences that are really good. You remember the experience about the photo.
Do you have a wide range of what you want to do, or do you more like landscapes, or do you like taking photos of people or what?
Oh, now that's interesting, because for years of working for clients, I had to take photos that they were happy with.
Yeah.
So I learned and really concentrating on taking photos that other people liked. Now I'm free of that. I don't work for other people. I take photos for myself. And I've been learning over the last couple of years what actually pleases me. And it's totally different than what pleased my clients. Yeah. They were all interested in the sharpness, the light, everything really nice.
Yep.
Whereas nowadays I take photos and they might be quite dark, moody, blurry.
I've seen a few of yours in the fog.
Yeah, yeah.
You've done in the fog and that sort of stuff too.
I like now to take photos that make me feel something rather than pin sharp and everything perfect.
Yeah. Mm. And I guess the client, all they want is something that's going to look pretty, whether it be on a brochure or in an ad or anything like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now you can just do it of anything you like.
Yeah, that's right. And I get far more enjoyment now than I did taking photos for other people.
Then you got paid. And I guess the other thing is too, you decide what you want to take and you also decide what's good and what's bad, don't you?
Like just the other day, I was down in Mornington on a really rough weather day. Wind was howling.
Are you talking about Jane
Bun? Waves. Yeah, that photo. Waves crashing over Mornington Pier, and I was right in there and I was getting soaked. My camera gear was getting soaked. There's water all over the lenses. I was having a ball.
Were you?
Yeah, loved it.
You really enjoyed that?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Greg, look, it's been fabulous having you in. Thanks for doing a fill-in. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Al.